This is Counterculture with Marie Buskey, Wednesdays at 10 a.m. on Reality Check Radio.
Welcome to Kiwi Farm, established 1840. Kiwi Farm was in an uproar. The week had literally gone to pot. With Oinky away on official farm business, Davy Piglet introduced his motion into the farmhouse to discuss equality for all on Kiwi Farm. A concession made by Oinky when creating his grand coalition, and one that Davy was determined to see through, even though appetite for his idea was sparse at best around the farmhouse table and sheep, despite receiving solid support from Kiwi Farm as a whole. This motion was the most contentious of the entire negotiations, and after a year in power, it was now being presented to all the animals around the table, with notable exceptions of Oinky and Winnie Ben. It did not go well. Commotion disintegrated into absolute chaos, which saw the sparking up of the entire Kuni Kuni clan, including Dave and Deb, sows young and old, all squealing and stomping and chanting, and then getting ejected from the farmhouse to the woodshed, all to calm the farm down. All going to plan. Well, what plan is this, you might ask? The plan set into motion more than a year ago in the shadows by Tama, the shady Kuni Kuni Svengali. Tama had no time for Davy's proposed motion. He has become very well fed and housed on the status quo of racial apathy of almost a generation. Tama had been quietly cultivating an entire cohort of young Kuni Kuni, quietly co-opting the original political party to serve his nefarious needs and plans for ultimate power and gathering up a variety of animals, convincing them of crushing inequities that they were now facing, all at the hands of the likes of Davy Piglet. And they needed to rise up and claim their birthright and storm the farmyard in protest. So immediately after the distraction in the farmhouse, Kuni Kuni animals who supported the Free Rangers, Napoleon and more gathered at opposite ends of the farm and clapped out cars, tractors, motorbikes and Tama's team in shiny new vans, and they headed off on a great carcoy to the central farmyard to protest Davy's attack on their sovereignty. And if by attack you mean start a conversation about all animals being equal, then untether the metaphorical muskets and herd the sheep, because we have a protest to rally. Off they departed to the thumping beat of Uncle Bob, and clouds of electric poo-ha pervaded the air. Of course, not everyone was on board with this grand show of virtue and deception. Jonesy, the old bull and compatriot of Winnie Ben, spent much time sparring with the sheep on their lack of impartiality on the matter. Chippy Pork, on the other hand, was busy gaslighting any animal that would listen that they agreed with this protest, whether they did so or not. Every animal in Oinky's sty was hiding in mud wallows or pig pens, waiting for the chaos to subside. And Davy? Well, Davy, he was loving every single minute of the drama unfolding. You see, Davy wasn't the only pig with a secret plan. Oinky's departure and total fawning to the sheep over any issue Kuni Kuni was a boon for our Davy. He had learnt a thing or two from Winnie Ben over the years and was keeping his ear to the ground on the true grumblings of the animals of Kiwi Farm. And like Tama, was patient and tenacious. He knew his time would come. In his mind, it wasn't a matter of if, but when. Tune in next time to Kiwi Farm to see whether Oinky's return will help calm the farm, or is this just the beginning of something more sinister? Kiwi Farm exclusively here on Counterculture on Reality Joke Radio.
The RCR shop has great gift ideas From great-looking tees, hoodies, caps, tote bags, bumper stickers and more, the RCR shop is now open at www.realitycheck.radio/shop.